We want to thank the Lord for letting us be in His house of worship again. We thank the Lord for the revival that He's giving us, and we're having a dandy. And what a blessing it's already been, and we're looking forward to it this morning. I thank God He let Brother Neil be back with us today. And I appreciate everything that's already happened, but I've got, and I know the church is this way, I've got so many burdens for so many people I'm wanting to see move, and so I'm glad God's letting us go on. I have a scripture in the book of Psalms that I'd like to read this morning. It's in the 143rd Psalm, starting at verse 9. The psalmist said this, "Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble." And praise God, I'm glad we've got a God that's big enough and able enough and loving enough to bring us out of whatever kind of trouble it is. I've had different kinds of trouble in my life. But of course, the worst trouble that I ever had was when I was lost and on my way to hell. And God came to me and called to me. And when I reached out to Him, He brought me out of that trouble. And I've never been in that trouble anymore. I'm saved. I got eternal life. I'm on the way to heaven. If you don't have that this morning, you need that. Whatever your trouble is today, call on the Lord. He can help. Let's stand for a moment of prayer. As we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you for being such a wonderful God and looking at what our need is and being able to supply our need and willing to supply it. And God, lovingly, you take care of us. God, as you reach down today and through the power of the Holy Spirit, God, we're praying and trusting for you to knock at people's hearts and call to people and invite them to come out of trouble. God, we pray today that you bless this service. Just bless everything about it according to your will, Father. God, help us to be in the center of your will. We ask you these things. We praise you in Jesus' name and amen. You may be seated, and we turn over to the choir. Brother Taylor.
Page 28.
I am so glad I heard my Savior gently pleading. Now I'm an heir and a child of God, I truly know. All the way home is
96. Page 96.
Yeah.
turn it over to our pastor.
Glad to be here this morning. We appreciate everyone that's made it out this way. I thank God for the choir singing. I love that last song Glory wrote. I'm glad to be on the road to glory. I'm glad that I didn't place myself in this way, but God has placed me here. And it's not glorious because of me, but it's glorious because of Him. I want to say today, I'm glad that I'm acquainted with the King of Glory. And the means by which I'm acquainted with Him is His own Son. I'm glad that God, a far time off, decided it would be good to send His darling Son to die for you and I. We began to talk this morning in Sunday school about justification and being justified by faith through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm glad today that God made means for us to be justified through Him. I want to read this scripture real fast in Romans 5, then we'll go on to prayer requests and things like that. But it's good to rejoice in what God has done for us. Romans 5 says this, and I quote this often, and sometimes if we're not careful, we'll forget the manner of love that the Father has bestowed upon us. I think it's one place He says, what manner of love? He asked the question, what a manner of love that the Father has bestowed upon us. Romans 5 says this, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. He's saying rarely for a good man, for a morally good man, would one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God, notice that statement, but God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I want to say today that I am glad why I was wretched, dead, and vile, and worth nothing. The God that spoke the very world into existence loved me even unto death. And He loved you that way this morning. I'm glad to be here. At this time, we'll ask everybody that's seated to stand. We wonder at this time if anybody would have an unspoken prayer request. Just remember those hands. Anyone with a spoken prayer request this morning? Remember Brother Neil.
Brother Cooper, I appreciate that scripture you read in the comments on it. Let's just really, from our heart, let's pray for this service this morning. Like you said, pray for Brother Neal as he stands, and pray for God to just give us another time of great conviction, speaking to people's hearts. I praise God He's doing that, and let's pray and ask Him this morning, and I just thank God for what I feel this morning.
Yeah, remember that. Appreciate the crowd we've got this morning. I'm glad you've made it this way. And I believe that you're not here by a mere happenstance or circumstance. But I believe God in His great mind has a reason for you being here. And I couldn't look at you and tell you why you're here. But here's what I know. If you don't know Him, His Son has died for you. And that's as simple as I can put it. I have no other way to put it. That a God who knew you before you were born and is all-knowing and all-powerful sent His Son to die for you. I'm glad of that this morning. Anyone else with a spoken prayer request?
I have lost on my heart. And I know we all do, and we pray for that, but I just felt like saying it out loud.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Anyone else? Not? We'll ask Brother Bill to lead us in prayer. We wonder at this time if anybody would have a song or a testimony, anything on your heart you need to share. I encourage you and implore you to follow the Lord. Do what He's given you. Opportunity. All right. Nobody has anything, we'll turn it over to our pastor.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Good to be here. Appreciate what I feel. Appreciate the choir singing and opening up. And I'm going to ask again, just in case somebody's got a song on your heart to sing. Not trying to push you, but trying to encourage you, whatever God's wanting you to do, do that. If you've got a song to sing, come sing it. Anybody? I think they're going to come sing one. Let's really pray and keep praying for this service. Boy, I thank God for being here this morning. I saw my
I stood at Calvary's place, and that's where I found amazing grace. Yeah, I saw you nailed to the tree, gave your life freely for unworthy me. Heaven's angels you did not call, rescue my soul from Adam's fall. And now I have eternal love, for his blood has been applied. He placed it on
rescued me. I couldn't have done it. I couldn't have done anything for myself. And he rescued me. He could have called 10,000 angels. There's nothing I could say that hasn't been said, but he rescued me.
I don't need silver, and I don't need gold. I don't need the things of this world to satisfy my soul, but I need Jesus. Why I live.
He's all I need when trials come. And he's all I need when there's nowhere to turn. When I'm in trouble or caught in a storm, he takes care of me. He's all I need. That time will come when I cross that river and my life here is done. When I've fought the battle, the victory's been won. He's all I need.
I don't need fortune, and I don't need fame. I don't really care if anyone ever knows my name, but I need Jesus, and Jesus knows me. That's all that matters, 'cause he is the master and he's my everything. And he's all I need when trials come. He's all I need when there's nowhere to turn. When I'm in trouble or caught in a storm, he takes care of me.
Like that song, I'm glad we can cast our troubles on the Lord. Anybody else got anything? I want you to pray right out of the depths of your heart. There's such a great need here. When, you know, sometimes I think we don't look into it deep enough, but what's at stake here this morning is somebody's eternity. Either life or death, either living in heaven or in hell. Now, pay every bit of attention you can. Listen, pray as hard as you can, and please, everybody, mind the Lord this morning. Brother Neil, come on. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's okay. Go ahead. Follow your heart. Yeah.
I really didn't want to get in the way. I don't ever want to move wrong. I think I'd rather stay in my seat on something than get out in front of the Lord. But I checked it, and I really need to share this thought and then sing a song. In the Bible, Jesus talks about the Holy Spirit, and it says that He's come to reprove the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. And I was thinking about the way that man carries out the law, like here in the United States. If I was convicted of a crime, you see, I would go to court, and then the conviction would come down, and they'd say you're guilty. And the very next step would be my sentencing, and the judgment would come down, and I would have to carry out my punishment. But the way Cooper said it today, but God does not work that way. And I'm so thankful for that, because when the Spirit convicted me of my sin and told me I was guilty, before it was time for my judgment, righteousness got in the way of my judgment. And I'm so thankful that Jesus came and He died on a cross, and He gave me a way to live again and be alive in Him. And I'm just thankful for that. If I got the judgment that I deserved, I'd be going to hell. But Jesus thought differently of me, and I'm so thankful. Once I went walking down a long, lonely road. I thought I had no one who could share my heavy load. But then my mind went soaring back to a place I'd never been. And I realized that I was standing at the foot of my King. There were three lonely crosses on a hillside that day. And as I looked at my Savior, I cried, Lord, take me away. For there was blood flowing down as the thorns pierced His head. But He cried, Father, forgive. And then my Savior was dead. Well, I stood there in silence, thinking, Lord, how can this be? That Your beloved Son, He gave His life just for me. But then I heard a sweet voice whisper, child, lift up your head, for the one that you see hanging there, well, Jesus, He's not dead. He's alive. Hold Him. He's alive. He's alive. Oh, the stone, it was rolled away. Satan thought that he won the battle when Jesus died on that tree. But Jesus came back from the grave and he won the victory. Then I fell to my knees as I started to pray. I said, I want to be born again. Oh, Lord, make a way. For I was guilty of sin. In my sentence, it was to die. But Jesus saw this old hopeless boy and the blood, it was applied.
True song, so I'm glad I'm alive. Anybody else? Pray. Really pray. Brother Neil, come on.
Appreciate being here. Appreciate everybody that's made an effort. Hey, Lord's moving here this morning. I feel like somebody could have came already. I tell you, there's been times in my life I've wished the Lord would have just moved. I wasn't in the right place, and I'd think I'm in the right place, and I asked the Lord to move, and he wouldn't. But when he'd come through, that's when you can move, and that's when you got to move. You can't move on your own time. I thought about this as I was sitting there. I thought about the ones watching online. And I know there's ones that we're burdened for that are probably watching online. And I thought about if the Lord's calling you there, you can bow down and pray there too. I thought about the Lord's power. It is not limited to what we understand. He can cover us all. He's got it planned. He had it planned from the beginning. All we got to do is obey him. I appreciate being here. I'm thankful for the Lord passing by. I'm thankful for the Lord moving. You just pray with me for a little while. If I get to preach, it'll be because the Lord wants it done. We just want to follow the Lord. I'm thankful for this revival. I appreciate everybody that's helped in this revival. I appreciate everybody that showed up. But buddy, I'm thankful that the Lord's passed by. I look back at the week and I think about all the ones that have come and the ones that have gotten in and gotten saved. And I thought about it. Boy, this revival is for everybody that wants to get revived. For everybody that needs to get revived, that's what this is for. And I needed to get revived. I'm thankful for that. But boy, if you're sitting back there today and you're wishing you could get involved, you can get involved today. If the Lord's speaking to your heart, you can get involved. So you just pray. I've got a few scriptures on my mind, and in my heart's desires for the Lord to preach and the gospel to go out. The Bible says to repent and believe the gospel is what it says. And boy, that's what we've got to do. We want the gospel to go out so people understand and the Lord can enlighten their eyes and they can repent and believe the gospel. So you just pray. This is in Hebrews. This is in the 12th chapter of Hebrews. And I've got a few things on my mind and the Lord will work them out. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful the Lord's been with me. Been with me since I got saved. I haven't always been the best. I haven't always followed him. But boy, I'm thankful he's never left me. He said he'd never leave me or forsake me. And I keep thinking about there's things in life. Sometimes, you know, you might really know something. You might really think you know something. And then you find out you didn't know what it was. You was wrong. I've never found that to be the case with the Lord. When the Lord showed me something, it's been true. It's always been true. And the faith that I have in what He showed me, it'll always be true. He said He'd be the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm thankful for that. We can count on Him today. So you just pray. I'm just thankful. Lord, just give me any thoughts at all. I just want to be a use. I want to be a vessel for Him. So you just pray and please. I beg you. We've been in many services before. I'm getting old, and I've been in a lot of services. Now they're getting sweeter, and there's been times that they've been helped to us and times that have not been. But boy, I beg you, if the Lord's gave you something to do, do that. Don't wait on me. Don't wait on anybody else. I appreciate Eric. He leaned up and he said, "Would it offend you if I sang that song?" I said, "No, brother, it ain't going to offend me. You need to follow the Lord." I appreciate him doing that. But boy, there's been times in services where it just seems like we're on hold sometimes. But then when the move comes, it's just like heaven opens up. Boy, we're waiting on you this morning. All we can do is tell you, you're the one that's got to make the move. So you just pray, and I'm thankful the Lord's moving. I'm going to just read a little bit, and I know the Lord will work it out. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." And I thought about this. We're in a race this morning in service. We're moving. We're trying to get toward the goal. Boy, I'm telling you, we need to run it with patience. Don't get ahead of the Lord. Don't let the Lord get ahead of you. You need to do just what He tells you to do. And I'm telling you, if that happens, we'll have a hallelujah meeting. Somebody will get saved this morning. And I'm thankful for that. It says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross." Now, I just want to talk about that a little bit. I've heard that. That's a common scripture, but that is a deep scripture. That's something you don't understand this morning. Unless you're saved, you do not understand what that means. It says, "For the joy He endured the cross." Well, we know what happened on the cross. It's a common thing. We just came through Christmas. Whether we know it or not, people there, that's what the Christmas story is. Boy, I'm telling you what, I'm thankful. It's just, we talk about Christmas and Easter. Boy, it all points to Jesus. It's all the same story. It's just a little different part sometimes. I'm thankful for the holidays. I'm thankful for what they mean. My mom was talking last night. She said, "When I was a little girl, I came on Easter and I came on Christmas." But boy, I'm telling you, it takes more than that to follow the Lord. You might get, I hope you get saved on something like that. I really do. But boy, you got to seek the Lord if you want to find Him. And I'm telling you, I'm thankful the gospel goes out those days. But boy, I'm telling you what, He's worth working for. We talked about it in Sunday school. I appreciate Sunday school. I'm going to preach what's on my heart. I'm not the pastor. But boy, I'm telling you, if you're not here for Sunday school, you're missing out. I'm telling you what, the Lord's got things for you that'll help you through life. You need to be at Sunday school. I tell them at Pleasant View all the time. I'm telling you, it's the best thing. You want to learn about the Lord? Come to Sunday school. The gospel's beautiful. It's great. But boy, I'm telling you, there's things that Sunday school has that'll help you. It'll help you grow. It'll help you learn. It'll help you realize what that scripture means, that He endured the cross. For the joy, He endured that cross. So the joy this morning, what do you think that joy means? That joy's you. His joy was you. His joy was me. I'm telling you, He looked down from the beginning of time and He said, "I'll go because I love Him." I was His joy. You're His joy this morning. You can come get saved because you're His joy. Oh, I'm telling you, I love my kids. I'd do anything for them. I told this the other day at Pleasant View. I took Emberly out. We went out and we went out to eat and things. And then sometimes I told this, I kind of had them laughing. I said, "Sometimes I'm a little stingy. I'm a little stingy with things." And we went and got a drink and she got hers. She didn't like hers. I said, "Here, have mine." I didn't care what she, I just wanted to give her what she wanted. Boy, the Lord did way more than that for me. He loved me so good. He come and died on the cross and called it joy, called me joy. Boy, I'm thankful for that. You can get that.
come and he slid into the altar. You ought to be in a hurry today. You better be in a hurry to get saved. We're not promised tomorrow. Boy, I'm telling you, there's a scripture that talks about how the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Boy, that's true. We don't know when it's coming. But boy, I'm telling you, the message that the gospel's going out and telling somebody this morning, you need to heed the call. You need to get saved. You need to get renewed up. But boy, I'm telling you, so this story, it talks about the Lord's coming as a thief in the night. But boy, and I love how this describes this. As a man, I try to protect my family. The scripture says, if you know when the thief's coming, you'd be there watching. Boy, I love that. That's the truth. If I knew when the thief was coming, he'd have a hard time getting in. I thought about some things. Men think about things. I always thought about, I live right down the road from my grandma and grandpa and from my dad. I always thought if I was in trouble, they wouldn't know what they'd get into when I'd get home. They'd be white and cold. Dad said, Dad, I need some help. He'd be waiting there for them. We've got each other down here to help. But here's the thing about it. You don't know when it's coming. You've got to be ready for it. You can't get help from anybody down here. You've got to trust in the Lord. You've got to do it for yourself. It's a personal thing. Boy, I'm telling you, I love that today. If we only knew when the Lord's coming, we'd try to get ready. But I'm telling you, he's coming. Just because we don't know doesn't mean it's any less true. He's coming. I'm telling you, you need to get ready this morning. I'll tell you what, I feel like that's enough preaching. I think somebody needs to come this morning right now. Let's get a song. Church, stand with us. Terry, come help us. Please come this morning. I'm thankful for this revival. There's the calls going out. People are being called too. I'm thankful for that. Boy, I'm telling you, that's why we're here. We want to see you get what we've got. Boy, I'm telling you, if you need to get in, you need to get in. We need you. Pick up the cross. We need you to help carry it. Boy, I'm telling you, we need the people to see what you're doing. We need you to be an example for those that are lost. We need you to show how good it is to be saved. We need you to be excited. We need you to be following the Lord. Boy, I'm telling you, we need you this morning. Please come. Please come.
Come on.
Please
come. Please
come.
Please come. Don't turn the Lord away. Boy, you won't get saved if you don't seek him. It's real easy to say, I'm seeking
Amen.
The Lord. But you got to seek the Lord with some effort. You've got to surrender
yeah.
to him. I thought about this. There's some people that are seeking the Lord. They're coming a lot, and I'm proud of them. Seek and ye shall find is what the Bible says. I'm confident in
yeah.
that. That's how I got it. But you've got to seek. That seek's not relative term. You've got to seek it with your whole heart. You've got to put some effort in. You can't sit in your seat and go home and say, I'm seeking the Lord and expect to find him. That seek, you've got to put some effort in. The woman with the issue of blood, she had to come. You've got to come this morning. You've
yeah.
got to forget about the world. You've got to seek the Lord. There's people here who've been lost a long time. Boy,
Amen.
I'm telling you what, there's nothing more I'd love to see than you come get saved. But boy, if you don't get it, you're a goner. You've got to come seek the Lord. Give it a try. Let's see what you got to do. Ask the Lord, but you've got to come out. Come out of the pew. Come up here and pray. Please
Amen.
Come. Speaking to you, you can come. Come on. Please come. Please come. Please come.
Amen. Thank God for the conviction that you're in. That's powerful preaching. That's Holy Ghost preaching. That's the gospel. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. What a great message. And oh, it was powerful. Boy, I felt the Spirit go so high. And Neil took his hand out and he said, "Where's the joy?" He, "You're the joy." And I thought about it. I thought, yeah, that's exactly right. And when one comes and gets saved, that's the heart of that joy. And there was joy. You take the love that that man had, the Son of God. He came as a man, but he was also the Son of God. He was Jesus Christ, the man God. He loved us enough to suffer and die a horrible, horrible death, so that he could have the joy of speaking peace to our soul. I'm going to heaven. I'm glad there's a lot of folks here going to heaven. A lot of folks I know saved. But I'm worried about some that I don't know if you're saved. I'm worried about some that I've got a burden for. I've been praying for you to get saved. Listen, if you want to go to heaven, if you want to be with Jesus, if you want to go to heaven, if you want to be with the rest of us that's going, you're going to have to get saved. And you don't have to be a real bad person to need to get saved. You could be a real good person, still need to get saved. And if you've done something real horrible, bad, what about me, preacher? Well, you get saved the same way the good little boy or girl gets saved. It's through the blood of Jesus. It's being rescued. It's getting eternal life. My heart's just swelling today. I feel so much burden for people that's lost. I want you to come and get Jesus. If you're here today and God's calling you, please come while we sing this next song. Come right now while the Lord's calling you, while you feel that, while the opportunity's here. Please come. Please come. Come on. Come. If you're out of fellowship, come get in. But if you're lost, come get saved. Come on this morning. God's still here. Powerful service. Great preaching. Great conviction. I can feel it in my soul. God's calling you. He's used this preacher to tell you about the joy you can have in Jesus. You know what? When Jesus feels the joy, he lets us feel it too. Praise God. Praise God. Please obey the Lord. Come on. Come on. Please come. Come on right now. Come on. Let God have his way in your life this morning. Please come. Please come. Please come.
Talking about in the beginning of that scripture I read, and there's plenty of witnesses. That cloud of witnesses is everybody around us. That's the old saints that were back there.
Yeah.
One of the old saints I was thinking of was Noah. when he built the ark.
Come on.
I love that story. I love that story. There, we talk about it at Pleasant View all the time. The ark we talk about, there was a flood. They had to get in the boat, and it saved his life. That ark, we call it the ark of safety.
Yeah.
That's what we call it. You need to be on the ark of safety.
Amen.
And I love this. I love the story of Noah. It's so amazing to me. He was telling them there was going to be a flood, and he built, and I don't know if they know exactly how many years, how long he built it. I think it said 50 to 75 years, what online told me, but it's not really in the Bible how exact years, but there was a time span between when he built it to when he got done. Do you think that people didn't look at a guy building a boat and said, there's going to be a flood, you better get on it? You don't think that he thought he was crazy? I'm telling you what, I'd have thought he was crazy. I said, that's crazy. Why are you building a boat? And this wasn't just a little boat. This was a huge boat. I'm telling you, I love this today. That boat was so big.
Yeah.
There was enough room for anybody that wanted to get on
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Now it says there was only eight that got on it. But if there would have been more, there would have been room for them. Yeah. If you think there's not room for you, there's room for you on the ark of safety. And here's what I'm telling you. The flood's coming. The end of the world is coming.
Yeah.
You've got to be on the ark of safety today. And I'm telling you, the Lord's got it prepared that when the end comes, I'm going to meet him in there and forever be with the Lord.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I know that. I feel that down in my soul. The faith of the evidence of things not known. I'm not quoting that right.
Come on.
But boy, that faith is down on the inside. You can feel that. He'll reassure you. Boy, I'm telling you. Yeah. I heard a joke one time. This is funny. He said, you ought to fight like the third monkey trying to get on the ark. You better get on the ark, because when the Lord shuts the door, you're not going to be able to get on it. And I always thought about this. When they shut that door, when it started raining, I bet you people wish they were on the ark then.
Yeah.
Boy, when the end's coming, it's too late to get on. I won't be able to tell you. The Lord won't be able to get to you. There's a great gulf fixed. It's what the Bible says. When you die in that condition, there'll be a great gulf that you won't be able to get over. Boy, I'm telling you, when the rich man lifted his eyes in hell and asked for that drop of water, he was asking for Jesus. It don't work that way. We can't get to you when it's like that. You've got to come while you can.
Yeah.
You've got to come while the opportunity's here. When the time's over, when the world's
Please
done,
come.
That's not the time. It's over. You won't be able to get there, and that's
come
a sad
on.
Thing. It's real this
come
morning.
On.
You can have it in your soul. Sing again. Please come. Step out this morning. Step out. Please come. Please come.
Come on. Please come. Amen. Please come.
On board, I'll be leaving.
please come. Say a few words and I'm going to sing some more. Somebody needs to come this morning. I'm not trying to worry you or just delay you being able to leave this morning, but I declare God's calling so powerful. And God put this on my heart to tell it, and so I want to tell it. I went to the altar. You've heard me tell it about six times before I got saved. And last time I went to the altar when I got saved, I wrestled with it when God was calling me, and I'd start to say, well, I better go. And then I'd feel like, no, that's probably not even God calling me. That's probably just me wanting to go to altar. Because I'm worried about me being lost and worried about dying. That's just me. That's not God. But I kept feeling that, and I wrestled with it back and forth. And so I finally thought, well, maybe that is God. If that's God, then I need to go. I don't want to miss my opportunity, and I don't want to miss my chance. And so I came, and I got saved. Now, here's my point. If it would have just been me, I wouldn't have lost anything by coming. But it wasn't just me. It was God. And so instead of not losing, I gained eternal life because I come to Jesus. Listen, if you're here this morning and you are aware that you need to get saved and you can feel a little bit of something down inside, and you say, well, that's God. And then maybe you're wrestling like I was. I don't know. But I felt like telling that for some reason. But whatever your case is, I'm telling you what. So I believe somebody needs to come. Whoever you are, young or old, man, woman, boy or girl, I believe somebody needs to come to Jesus this morning. And now, there's been a powerful spirit here through this service, this preaching, and it's here still yet. It's right now in the invitation. And so this great gospel message that's gone out, God's using that, to knock at somebody's heart. Now, if you need to just repent and get back in fellowship, that's good. Do that too. Or move up or whatever. But especially if you've never been saved, come and talk to God about it. Come to the altar. Move by faith and ask God to save you while they sing.
I feel like saying this song talks about the light shining out through the darkness.
Yeah.
If you're here this morning and there's a storm going on in your life,
yeah,
there is a light here this morning showing you the way to get away from that storm.
Come on.
All you got to do is go to it. Follow.
Amen.
Pray for us.
Please come. Come this morning.
There's a lighthouse.
Please come.
On a hillside.
Please come.
And it overlooks life's
sea. Don't miss your chance. Obey
when
the
I'm
Lord.
Lost,
let God have
it
His way in your life.
Sends out a light.
This is
that
a sweet,
I
powerful time.
Might see.
God's calling.
And the light.
You can come when God's calling.
In darkness.
Come unto me, Jesus said, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Would you come? Come on. Come on.
And I thank God for the lighthouse.
Yeah. Amen. Come on.
So that I might clearly see if it was.
Amen.
Everybody,
listen,
that lives around me,
listen,
says tear the lighthouse down.
Yeah.
The big ships, they don't sail here anymore. So what's the use of it standing round? Oh, but then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light from that old lighthouse.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate God's Spirit. Appreciate the preaching and the invitation, God calling. And anybody else got anything on your heart to say or do? Follow the Lord. I will tell you this little conversation that I had with Brother Neil. As we stood up here, I said, Brother Neil, I said, you know, I asked you last night about coming back this morning. He said, yeah. And I said, you notice I'm not asking anything about coming back tonight. And he said, yeah. And I said, that's because I'm assuming that you're coming back. I said, that'd be okay? He said, yeah. I was just so sure of it. I just put it that way. We sure need to come back tonight. God's given us great revival, and it's not over. And there's a whole bunch more needs to happen yet. It's been wonderful to this point, and it's wonderful this morning. God called wonderful this morning. This is a wonderful service this morning. And I've just got in my heart so many more things need to happen. Okay, anything else before we come to close? Let's pray much and I don't usually ask a prayer after each service of revival, but I feel like I'm going to have Brother Anthony pray and ask God to, we take up offering back there, just at least ask God to bless offering, pray however you feel like. Go ahead. Yeah, Lord. Man, good preaching, buddy.